saying, Rick, he didn't
even, think about it.
Don't even look at that ball. That's what Mark Gainforth is telling him.
Well, I'm sure he'd have to explain it to Coach Gainforth if he did take it.
And
that would not be a good conversation.
Get passed over to Kyle Fletcher, and there's a little bit of a scuffle on the right wing, a couple of the Laker players all over him. So it's going to be a foul on Lakers. That's their team's sixth and a half. Substitution coming in. That's number 20, Binder. Fouls on number 42, Paul Zwemer. That's his third. Nick Post gets replaced. He sits on the bench right now. 3:08 left in the fourth. 56-39. 17 points between these two teams in the West. If it were to end right now, USA would be tied at 9-1 in the GTC West against Reese. They play each other this Thursday. We'll be covering that one. McBrayer on the left wing over to Nick Fletcher, just slowing things down as much as possible. A little bit of a three-man weave right here. And Nick Fletcher throws it right out of bounds. He thought a player was there, except it was sitting on the bench.
It was the right color jersey. It was there. He was open. And he decided to go ahead and toss it to him. And, well, one of the bench buddies got a chance to touch the game ball.
There you go. With a 17-point lead, we might see some of those players come in pretty quick here. Two still have their warm-ups on. As Evan Kaczynski in the right corner has it, feeds it into Zwemer, grabs it, turns, and shoots, and it's good. Paul Zwemer, for being a big man, has some excellent footwork in there, and now he has 15 points.
He's really improved this year.
Especially for a sophomore. And we have the over a back call. Evan Kaczynski of the Lakers sits it. McBrayer had it on this side of the court, and then caught it on the other side of the court. Mark Gainforth doesn't like it. He realizes he's up by 15 points at this point, just gives up. Nope, a little more theatrics here. And he calls a timeout.
That was for the TV audience, I believe, Clark.
Well, unfortunately, this is radio. Not quite that technology yet. So we have a full timeout here, 2:29 left in the fourth. 56-41, 15-point lead for USA. You're tuned to WLIW.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
Nine left in the fourth. USA currently dropping a bomb on the Lakers, 56-41, 15-point lead.
I want the fight out of the Lakers, though. They're not giving up.
With 150 seconds left. Out of the key, Nick Post. Over to Kaczynski. Skip pass over to the right corner to Shooty into Binder. He drives into the lane, and there's an offensive. He lowered the shoulder indeed on that one. He gets called with a foul. That's number 20. Foul, Binder. That's team seven, Binder's first.
Now, if he was playing Big Ten basketball, that was a block.
Oh, absolutely. Ed Hightower would have nothing of that. And they get across the timeline. Nick Fletcher with nothing but open space in front of him. They kick it over to Kyle Fletcher. He takes the jump shot, the layup, funny, whatever you want to call it. It goes no good. Nick Fletcher ends up with it, though, for the rebound. Reset that offense to slow things down. 2 minutes to go. 56-41, 15-point lead as Nick Post gets called with the blocking call.
That's it for Nick.
That's indeed it for Nick. Five fouls on him. The rule book says he can't play after that, so he has to sit down.
I think what's really impressive, though, is the ball movement by USA that's causing all these fouls and putting Mr. McBrayer on the foul line.
He only has 2 points on the night, but he's been involved in nearly every single play thus far.
He is the quarterback of this team. I mean, he does engineer a lot out there on the floor. He's kind of like the coach on the floor.
As Andrew Mead comes in to replace the fouled out Nick Post, gets a hug from Coach Majeski, and McBrayer's at the line shooting 1-1. fairly full gym for a Saturday night here. Coming home festivities tonight. As the first free throw is up and good. Second free throw is on the way. Marlette beats Harbor Beach, 72-66. Dakota Hicks was crowned king here in USA. As second free throw goes short, rebound Swimmer. So now, Ubley has a one-game lead over the Pirates. One-and-a-half-game lead,
Brown City coming to town.
That's right. So, a three from Andrew Mead goes no good. Rebound Paul Swimmer on the floor. And the official...
He's still thinking about
it. He's still thinking about it. That was an Ed Hightower-esque, or Ted Valentine, call there. He just stares at the player in a crouched position and doesn't call anything.
It's something. It's going to be something that I decide.
We're not quite sure what it is.
No indication.
It can be Laker ball. The possession arrow points that way, so it could be a jump ball.
It would have to be because Paul Zwimmer did not get up with that ball. If he had, that would have been traveling, and that's probably what the official was waiting for. We'll see if the possession arrow changes.
As they feed it into Zwimmer, inside the paint, he goes up, one dribble, and goes in, and it's good. Yes. The possession arrow did not change on that, mind you.
So, who knows?
The world may never know. Yet another mystery in this world. 57-43, 14-point lead for the Patriots with a minute 26 to go in the fourth. And loose ball in the middle of the paint. Paul Zwimmer is in the middle of it. And there we go.
I think they're signaling first down on that.
That's what it looked like. Looked like a fumble on the backfield. And it's going to be the possession arrow did change. That was a jump ball over there.
Okay.
And he had another jump ball here, so it's USA ball this time. Rick passes it into Southgate to McGrair on the right wing. Minute 15 left in the fourth, 57-43, 14 points between the two teams. And they feed it in, and it's stolen by Schutte for Lakers. He gets across the timeline over to Kaczynski. 60 seconds remain. And tried to pass it to Binder. He couldn't hang on to it. It bounces right out of bounds. Minute two to go.
With a minute to go, everyone's trying to be quick about things, and basically it turns out to be that they're in a hurry. Make a mistake.
Yes.
And?
So?
Nice
wide
spin on the ball.
Kyle Fletcher. Wide open. No one around him goes up for the layup. All of a sudden, Paul Swimmer comes out of nowhere, gets the foul, and the shot goes in. So, number 20, Kyle Fletcher. Kyle has 12 points, trying to make it 13 here.
You know, Kyle Fletcher did not have a chance at that ball. It was beyond him. It was with an 84-foot pass, and it was just over his head. But the English on the ball was spinning in the way where it just came right back to him, right in his hand, and then he went ahead and went for the layup, and now he's got that old-fashioned three-point play possibility.
And Kyle Fletcher's at the line as Mascaro checks in for USA. So all USA players are in the books now. On the court is Kyle Fletcher at the line, shooting one, I should say. We have number 30, Grant Harris. Number 15, Drew Dutcher. Number 40, Christian Mascaro. As the free throw goes no good. And the last guy out there is McGrair still. 55 seconds to go. Schutte brings across the timeline for the Lakers. Right to left across your radio. Top of the key being guarded by Grant Harris. Over to Andrew Mead in the right corner, and he gets pushed out of bounds. By number 20, Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah.
We have too many similar names here and too many Kyles. Still having trouble here. So, Kyle Fletcher gets called with the foul. That's his second. Team's 11, so at the line shooting two is number 4, Andrew Mead.
It was a good name that year.
Apparently so. 47.3 seconds left.
First one was good.
Okay, that did go in. Andrew Mead now has 2 points on the night, both coming from free throws. He's 2 for 3 thus far. Second one's going to be coming here soon. 59-44, 15-point lead for the Patriots. Now 14-point lead as the second one from Andrew Mead to the Lakers goes in. He's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. And they get across to number 30, Grant Harris. Feeds it over to number 15, Drew Dutcher. And stolen by Andrew Mead. 35 seconds left, but Andrew Mead was stepping on the line. So, USA ball. Very interesting here.
Nice deal. Just happened in the wrong place, the wrong
time. Right
in front of Coach Gainforth, who calmly said to the official, take a look at that, please.
Yeah. Grant Harris kicks it into McBrayer, top of the key. Trap.